Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2990, and today's date is February 6th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Planning to Sneak One In, Trump Turn the Tables on the Deep State, Proxy President. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, their private Western central bank, their entire agenda, their entire narrative is completely falling apart. And we can see that fuel prices are starting to move up again. We can see the Green New Deal, that is not working for them. And the people around this globe, they're starting to realize and understand what's really going on. Take, for example, what's happening out in Scotland. The Scottish Power, they admitted 71 of its windmills were hooked up to fossil fuel supply after a fault developed with their power supply. Dozens of giant turbines on Scotland's wind farm have been powered by diesel generators because they were forced to act in order to keep the turbines warming during very cold weather in December. And a whistleblower came out and started to report on this. And we could see out in Scotland, what do they have? They have windmills and they have diesel engines making them rotate. Does this make any sense whatsoever? So let's take, for example, if we got rid of fossil fuels, if we didn't have these diesel engines, What would happen then if we were in the Green New Deal? Really think about this for a second. Does that make any sense? And you know what else doesn't make any sense? Think about the fuel prices right now. Think about the economy. Think about how many companies are starting to lay off. We have Dell laying off about 6,650 jobs. That's about 5% of their workforce. And you know how the layoffs always start. They always say, well, by the way, we're only going to be laying off, you know, 2 to 5%. Don't worry about it. And then as things get worse and worse and worse, they say, okay, you know, something, we need another round of layoffs and another round of layoffs. And we could see that this happens every time there's a recession, every time the economy completely falls apart. But we see the deep state players, they're trying to actually get ahead of the story, get ahead of rising fuel prices. Because remember, the Biden administration, before the midterms, they were using the strategic petroleum reserves. They were bringing down the fuel prices, making everyone think, look, everything is fantastic. Fuel prices are down, which means we don't have energy inflation, which means inflation is going to be coming down. And people saw this and they thought the economy was getting better. But remember, the fuel prices were coming down from like $5 plus a gallon down to low threes. Now we have the fuel prices starting to move up, and we can see the fake news is out there and they're trying to get ahead of this because they need something to blame. Now, remember, going back in time, how did they start this out where the fuel prices were starting to move up? What did they blame? They blamed COVID. That was in the beginning. Well, fuel prices are going up because of COVID. That was the number one excuse they used back then. Then Putin, he invaded Ukraine. So they said, it's because of Putin now. Then the war continued on. They said, well, it's the war in Ukraine. That's the reason for it. Now they come up with a completely different story. And actually, going all through this, think about what they said, that Biden didn't have the power to bring down fuel prices, and then he used the strategic petroleum reserves to bring down the fuel prices. Does that make any sense? No. So the Hill is out there, and they're reporting that, yes, fuel prices are starting to move up. The fuel prices have gone up by 9.7 cents compared to a week ago. So fuel is moving up right now. And they've come up with another excuse, and that excuse is that U.S. refining capacity is still not what it was prior to the pandemic, and the refinery utilization still hasn't fully recovered from December's cold weather, which delayed refinery maintenance season even further. And we might see fuel prices start to move up as we're seeing it now. It's funny, in the very beginning, they didn't really mention anything about refinery problems, did they? They just said, oh, it's COVID, people aren't driving, there's no demand for it, fuel prices are moving up. Then all of a sudden, we had Putin, then Ukraine, then they said he couldn't lower prices, then he did lower prices with the strategic petroleum reserves. Now we have fuel prices moving up once again. Now they're blaming it on refineries. Now they're blaming it on the cold weather. I mean, really think about this for a second. We knew fuel prices were going to go up. We knew that this was a complete and utter illusion. We knew they did this for the midterms, and we knew eventually, most likely, and here we are in February, the end of January, the beginning of February, fuel prices were going to start to move up. And here we are today. They're doing exactly that, moving up. But there is good news. We can see that there are two Republican members of Congress. They introduced a bill that would prohibit non-resident aliens, companies, and other entities associated with the Chinese government from buying agricultural land in the U.S. And you have to remember, China, they were purchasing a lot of land here in the United States that was used for agriculture. And now it seems that this is going to be put a stop to. Hopefully, this bill is passed. It passes in the Senate, and it actually shuts down China from doing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that during COVID, and not just COVID, but we know when the deep state players, when they borrow money from the private West Central Bank, they like to launder the money. They don't want anyone keeping track of anything. And it seems that there are certain individuals now in the House, and those are the Patriots. They are now questioning where all this money went. Now, remember, during COVID, there was a lot of money that was released. Because we were in this pandemic, we needed to control the pandemic, the states needed the money. So now, after all of that, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's asking questions. Okay, we signed bills, we issued trillions of dollars. Where is all this money? Where is it going? So she was asking questions to the comptroller saying, okay, we need to break this down. Where did this money go? And she asked the first question saying, okay, COVID relief funds inexplicably went to abortion clinics, $80 billion. We had money going to racism. We had money going to drag queen story. This individual has no clue where any of this money went. How does this person even have a job? Do they know anything about their job? Because they're the ones who are supposed to be keeping track of this. And why didn't any of this go to COVID? Just take a listen to what she said here.
I want to ask about how this money has been spent, because clearly there is a tremendous amount of waste, fraud, and abuse, and a lot of our hard-earned taxpayers' dollars spent on things that don't even make sense that they've been spent on. So, Mr. Dodaro, if you don't mind answering a few of my questions, can you tell me, as our comptroller of the United States, how much COVID cash was given to abortion?
I do not know that answer. I don't have that answer.
Oh, okay. So I can tell you Planned Parenthood clinics received $80 billion in COVID relief loans, which is hard to understand how that happened. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much money COVID cash went towards diversity, equity, and inclusion or racism issues?
Again, we have not looked at that issue, so I don't know.
Oh, geez. Well, I can tell you the Pennsylvania Humanities Council did receive $1.4 million in relief and used it for equity and geographic diversity. I'm not sure how that helped in a pandemic time. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much COVID cash went to CRT?
CRT?
Critical race theory in education. It's a racist curriculum used to teach children that somehow their white skin is not equal to black skin and other things in education.
Yeah. No, I do not know that. But I do know that there's provisions that the federal funds generally are not used or supposed to be used for curriculum.
Oh,
it's a state.
Oh, Mr. Dodaro, I have to tell you, in Illinois, they received $5.1 billion. At an elementary school there that used it for equity and diversity. So it's being used for these things. Mr. Dodaro, can you tell me how much money was given to Drag Queen Story Hour?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Who? Drag Queen Story Time, where men dress up as women and read confusing books to children.
Yeah. First, I thought you said dry clean. So I'm sorry. No, I don't know the answer to either one of those two.
We need to look into this, and I urge you to do that. Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center.
Now you can see this individual, who is a clown, he can't even answer the question. He has no clue what's going on. Actually, this guy shouldn't even have a job. Because if you don't know what's going on with this money, there's no reason to keep you employed. And I think that's most of government today. But it's not just COVID. They've been doing this for a very long time. This is why when Rand Paul wanted to put a rider in the bill or put something in the bill saying we need to have the watchdog watch all this money, where it's being distributed, who's getting it. This is why they went, no, absolutely no way. We cannot have this done. We don't want anyone to know where this money is going. And it's been like this for a very long time. And I think the American people, they're sick and tired of all this happening because who's left with the bill? It's the American people, as usual. And these people have no clue where the money's going. You know why? Because they were told not to look where it was going because it's being used for what? Money laundering. It's being used for other purposes. And it doesn't benefit the American people. It benefits their agenda. And they're most likely making a lot of payoffs because they got to pay the people above them. So we can see that we need to track every single penny right now to find out where this is all going. And if it didn't go where it was intended to go, I think those individuals should pay this back. Not the American people. Wouldn't that be interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Federal Reserve, while they're raising rates, we can see that they're hitting that plateau where they reach a certain point. And then all of a sudden, they need to start to backtrack. And I do believe we're almost at that point because when you start to look at the graph and you go all the way back to 2004, you can see how the central bank causes the economy to go into a recession or a great recession or a depression. When you go back to 2004, they started to raise the rates there from 1%. We hit 2006 And all of a sudden, we were at 4.5%. And then January of 2007, we had 5.25%. And the Federal Reserve said, okay, the economy saved. Everything's good. We have nothing to worry about. We're going to start dropping the rates very soon. Because what happened from 2007, 2008, 2009? Well, everything started to fall apart. And then 2008, 2009, what did? We entered a recession. And if you go back in time, you can see all this. Right now, we went from something like 0.35%. We are now at 4.5%. And it seems we're almost at that tipping point. And I do believe they're going to all of a sudden say, okay, we got a half a percentage. Now we're going to do a quarter. Next time we're going to do nothing. And then all of a sudden we're going to start to see everything start to really fall apart. And if you look back in time, there were layoffs that were already starting in the year 2008. And then they picked up over that year. Then the market crashed in October. It was a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe they're doing the exact same thing right now. But what's very interesting about all of this is that the people, they're not sleeping. They understand that there are major, major problems in the economy. And there was a poll done by ABC Washington Post, and 40% of the American public say they are now in worse shape financially since Biden took office. Only 16% of those polled said they were better off. This is a record number of people in dire straits according to the data, which has been collected for 37 years. Now, if you contrast this with the first 2 years of Trump's administration, only 13% of people said they were worse off when he first came in the first 2 years. Already, we have 41% of the people saying that they're worse off with Biden. Really think about that for a second. This is a complete and utter disaster right now. And we can see that the people, they're not sleeping behind the wheel. They're awake. They see what's going on. And the central bank, they're very nervous. They're very, very worried because remember, this entire agenda where they have this controlled demolition of the economy, the entire agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset. And to bring us into the Great Reset, what do they got to do? Well, they got to bring in the central bank digital currency. Well, what don't they like? Well, they don't like gold and silver, but they do believe they have that under control. They use the paper markets. The other thing that they really don't like is Bitcoin, digital assets, something that can compete against their central bank digital currency. Because with a digital asset like Bitcoin, you can easily transition your currency into that. Store owners can accept it. You can get paid in it very, very easily. And the central bank can't really stop this. So what are they doing right now? Well, they're doing the same thing they did with gun control. They need to build some type of database so they know who has what. Just like the ATF brought in this pistol brace law where they said, okay, everything's a short barrel rifle. Now you got to go register it. They're actually creating a database, just like they wanted to use the credit cards where they would report, they make another section, they would report who's purchasing ammo, who's purchasing weapons. They would like to keep a database. They're doing the same thing now with digital assets, because when you start to look at this new tax season, you'll see the IRS form now, it has changed. They're asking a different question. They're not saying Bitcoin. They're actually calling it digital assets. So a key change on tax forms this year is that the IRS has replaced the term virtual currency with digital assets, in addition to some other modifications to the wording. The yes or no question, which was expanded and revised this year to update terminology, reads as follows. At any time during 2022, did you receive as a reward, award, or payment for property or services, or sell, exchange, gift, or otherwise dispose of digital assets or financial interest in digital assets? The question appears at the top of the tax form 1040 individual income tax returns, or on the 1040 SR U.S. tax returns for seniors, or 1040 NR U.S. non-resident alien income tax return. All taxpayers must answer the question regardless of whether they engage in any transactions involving digital assets. So they're trying to get a handle on how many people have digital assets. So they're trying to build this database to find out who has them. I do believe they're panicking over this because they need to understand, can the country move into a separate digital currency if we try to move them into the central bank digital currency? So if the central bank is trying to move us into the central bank digital currency and people have Bitcoin, and there's a lot of people that have Bitcoin, well, is this going to be a problem? And I do believe they're gathering information right now to see and to try to figure this out. Now, do I believe this is going to help them in the end? Most likely not, because, again, the people are, how are they going to answer this? If they have digital assets, are they going to answer, yes, I have them? Or are they going to say, no, I don't have them because I'm just holding them. I'm not selling them. So it's kind of meaningless. I don't know how people are going to answer this, but this is going to be very interesting. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do here, because they need to find out, they need the info, because if they're going to move forward, they need to know what people have. Now, once again, I don't believe this is going to work, just like everything else, like the vaccine passport and everything like that, because I do believe the veil has been lifted. The people can see exactly what's going on here, and the people aren't going to be buying what they're selling, because all trust in government right now is completely declining. The trust in the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, those corrupt politicians, those people in government, they're no longer trusting. Just because they say something, just because they say this is the right thing to do, I don't think the people are going to be going along with this. And I do believe once we hit that crisis point, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be coming in and showing the people something completely different, and the people are going to be able to make a decision. And the people are going to be looking at the government and going to be, those are the liars, and looking at the truth tellers, and they will be able to make a complete logical decision of which way they will go. And I do believe the majority of the people are no longer going to go with what the government is saying. And this is going to be a very, very difficult time for the Federal Reserve, for the corrupt politicians, because they will not be able to move the people where they want them to go. And remember, this is about control. This is about bringing people into a new system. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this crisis to their advantage. And yes, I do believe gold is going to be playing a role in all of this. I do believe the manipulation is going to start to end and people are going to start to see different things. I mean, look where gold is today. That is moving up. I do believe things are about to change. And people, they're going to be watching this very, very, very closely. And they're going to be thinking logically, because they're no longer brainwashed like they used to be. And people are going to be talking about this on social media and many other places. And when you look around the country and you see other countries going through this, people will understand what's happening. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state, for the private West Central Bank. And you can see they're having problems now because they're talking in their echo chamber and the people aren't really listening. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses including VIP health coaching for life before their half off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Now the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems that they are scrambling. And if you notice, every time something happens, it doesn't work in their favor. It's almost like Trump is in the background controlling everything, and those individuals in the residence administration can't do anything until a specific moment. It's almost like we have a proxy president. It's almost like there's a shadow government. And it's almost like Trump turned the tables on the deep state players to expose everything they're trying to do. Think about all the things that they were doing to Trump, saying that there was a border crisis, trying to destroy the economy, trying to start a war. They were doing all these things to Trump. And what's actually happening? It's all happening to them. It's almost like he just turned the tables on them and everyone can see very, very clearly who's responsible for all of this. And now it's completely failing. And actually, to add on top of all this, we have this balloon that was allowed to fly in the United States airspace. And we've come to find out that Joe Biden, they all knew about this, like we said before. Because if you're going to have a balloon come into the United States and you don't know what altitude it is, you don't know what direction's going, how would this be okay with all the commercial airlines, with all the other planes flying in the air? Wouldn't someone have to be notified that this is happening? Yes, I do believe so. So that means they all knew about it, which we found out, yes, they do. And it seems that they held off in allowing the fighter jets to shoot it down. Now, the question is, why did they do this? Who's really in control? Is Biden owned by China? Absolutely. Did Biden allow this? Absolutely. Were there other people involved in this? Absolutely. And we can see that at this point, we can see that the American people, they're seeing through all of this, and the people are a little bit nervous with this administration. And this is why, when you look at it, the ratings for Biden and Kamala Harris, they're dropping like a rock. Now, what's very interesting about all of this, and we've been talking about sneaking one in for a very long time, and we know that Trump has mentioned the 25th Amendment going after Biden. The New York Times came out with a very interesting article, and it seems that they're trying to suggest or get ahead of the story that they're going to be removing Kamala Harris and bringing someone else in. Now, this is very interesting. So we have two things at play right now. We have the investigations going on with Joe Biden. We can see that is going to be building in the House. And as it more and more comes out, I do believe Joe Biden, his dementia is going to kick in. So we have plan number one, which the deep state is probably looking at. Should we use the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden once everything starts to pick up? But if the House can't find anything and this doesn't come out and Joe Biden announces that he's going to be running in the next election, do we need to get rid of Kamala Harris and replace her in the election? So I do believe they have two things going right now. And this is going to be very interesting because what are they going to do? Either way, they're going to try to sneak one in, which we know about. Now, we know that Trump down in Texas, he mentioned that, yes, the 25th Amendment is going to hurt Biden, not him. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out because we have two things happening at the same exact time. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later and talking about the balloon and how Trump might be the proxy president where actually he might be in charge, which I do believe a lot of us always thought he was. But before we get to that, let's talk about the Grammys right now because remember, the deep state, they keep gaslighting that everyone that's talking about Pizzagate, talking about cults, talking about grooming, that all these individuals, they're conspiracy theorists, they're crazy. There's no such thing as a cult. Well, when you start to look at the Grammys and you start to look at all these things that people are doing, you start to realize, well, yeah, there is a cult and it's the cult is not Q. It's not the conspiracy theorists. The cult is the deep state players. Clandestine put this out and said, liberal logic, supporting Trump policies equals cult. Worshipping pharmaceutical companies, slaughtering babies, censoring journalists, scientists, ignoring basic human anatomy, biology, promoting child self-mutilization, normalizing pedophilia, and glorifying Satan, not a cult. And the American people, they're seeing this. They're starting to see that, yeah, you know something? It's starting to look like there's cult. There is a cult here. And you could see it in the school systems. You could see it with the drag queen shows. You could see it with the groomers. You could see it with Hollywood and these award shows, it's popping up all over the place. And people are starting to see this and they're starting to realize, you know something? I see where the cult really is because then you have NXIVM, then you have Epstein, then you have The Circle, which is the newest sex cult. You're starting to realize something's going on here. And as more and more of this plays out, more and more of this drips out, and the more and more people think logically, this is going to benefit the movement in the end. Because when things come out about Epstein's Island, the Little Black Book, and you see politicians, Hollywood stars, it will all start to make sense. And people will start to realize, I see the cult now. Now it's very, very clear. And I do believe that time is coming very, very quickly. Now we can see that things are now picking up with Sam Bankman-Fried. Remember, he ran FTX. He is the front man to all this. And now it seems that FTX is asking for money sent to political donors to be returned. But the real amount of money laundered to politicians is still unknown. And what's very interesting about this is that Will Manidis put this out on Twitter. He said, SBF donating $40 million to not go to jail for stealing $10 billion plus is one of the highest ROI trades of all time. Elon Musk responded to this and said, that's just the publicly disclosed number. His actual support of Dem election is probably over $1 billion. The money went somewhere. So where did it go? Yes, money laundering 101. And this is exactly what this was. This kid was the front man. They were running the operation, bringing it out to Ukraine, laundering the money through cryptocurrency, bringing back to the United States, using it for the elections and using it to pay other people off and many other things. And people now are questioning all this, and this whole thing is completely falling apart on them. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that we've come to learn that the same person who slipped up that Obama was spying on Trump is the same exact person who oversaw the Department of Defense unit that sent $23 million to Hunter's Metabiota. This is just absolutely unbelievable. Actually, you can't even make this stuff up. So the individual who likely approved the funding at the time was none other than Dr. Evelyn Farkas. In 2012, Farkas was appointed by President Obama to serve as Deputy Assistant Director of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia. In her role, it was very likely that Farkas was the one to approve such a transaction in the millions to a U.S. company in Ukraine. And remember, this individual, Dr. Farkas, she is the same individual who slipped up and said in a TV interview that Obama's team was spying on Trump. Now, Trump has continually come out and say, yes, they've been spying on me during my campaign, spying on me when I was president. And all of this now is turning out to be true. And really think about it. They were spying on him. And from the very beginning, they needed to get rid of him. Why? Because he wasn't part of the club. And they don't want anyone that's not part of the club. They don't want people that aren't blackmailed, people that can't be controlled. And Trump, he was not part of this. And he was going after them. And this is why they were using Russia, the Russia hoax. This is why they were using the Alpha Bank hoax. This is why they were doing everything they possibly can with all the different lawsuits, going after his businesses, going after his taxes. They were trying everything and anything to get rid of him. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. They tried everything and it all failed. And now from the very beginning, Trump said that, yes, Russia was always a hoax. The Alpha Bank thing never happened. It's proven via Durham. And Trump has been calling out Pulitzer for a very long time. Now he's suing Pulitzer. And we can see with the evidence that is pouring out right now, he's calling on them to take those awards back, because the path that they're on, and if they continue to head down this path, all credibility is going to completely disappear. Now, Trump, he put this out on True Social. He's referring to Just the News. It's an article, and it says, panel that awarded Pulitzer for Russiagate stories, mum after scathing expose on reporting failures. So once again, all these news outlets, they were just reporting on what they were being told. It was all fake information. Pulitzer's not doing anything about it. Now, if Trump wins the lawsuit and it's proven in a court of law that Russia was a complete and utter hoax, and the judge orders Pulitzer to remove these prizes, all credibility for Pulitzer goes down the drain. Anyone that has it, it will be absolutely meaningless. Trump has given them many, many chances to pull the award, to admit that they were tricked, or maybe they can come out and say, hey, through research and through everything that we looked at, we are now pulling this because we realize that these people really didn't investigate this. This was not on the up and up. Have they done this? Absolutely not. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, what they're doing is they're basically boxing them in. And they're going to be ruined in the end. This is what he put out in True Social. The Pulitzer Board should have long ago rescinded awards given to the Washington Compost, known to some as the Washington Post and the failing New York Times, for their fake stories on the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. However, Pulitzer refuses to do the right thing. The hoax has now been further exposed by the devastating, irrefutable piece in the Columbia Journalism Review, and Pulitzer has no comment. I am suing the Pulitzer Board to set the record straight and continue fighting for truth in America. And we can see what's happening right now. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Since that came out, and this piece from the Columbia Journalism was not a right-wing thing, it was a left-wing thing, and we could see that it's showing that there was no investigative journalism, there was no research that was done, and everything now is pointing to Pulitzer, and they entered the Trump quicksand, and they are sinking fast. They will never be able to return. They will never be heard from again. No one will take them seriously, and everyone that won a Pulitzer Prize, it will be absolutely meaningless in the end. And we're starting to see this a lot throughout our country, with many different corporations, with the CDC, the FDA, everything that they pushed, all the lies, all the agendas, it is completely falling apart on them, especially what happened with the pandemic, what happened with everything. Remember, Twitter, when Project Veritas came out with that new video on Pfizer, where they were talking about women's menstrual cycles, mutating the virus to create new vaccines, Twitter took Project Veritas down. Of course, Facebook did, YouTube did, and the rest did. But it seems that Twitter, with the help of Elon Musk, they brought Project Veritas back up. So whatever the deep state is trying to do with their algorithms within Twitter, it's being reversed slowly. And I do believe Elon Musk is trying to figure out what is going on, why is this happening. And I do believe it's built into the code, not just in Twitter, but on probably on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. It's all built in and it's all automated. And yes, then you have the other people to look at other things to make sure that, yes, we got these people. Because sometimes the algorithms don't pick it up. Sometimes they don't bring the people down. So you have live bodies to do this. Plus, you have the government in contact with these social media platforms telling them who to take down. But you can see the deep state players, they are now moving forward with their disinformation, misinformation agenda. We see the UN Secretary General, he's out there and he says, we call for action from everywhere with the influence on the spread of mis and disinformation on the internet. So he's calling all the countries now to put certain things into place to stop misinformation and disinformation. This is why we saw the EU official saying that soon the United States is going to have some type of hate law, a hate speech law. And it will happen in the United States. Well, I'm going to tell her right now, that will never, ever happen here in the United States because they do not have control of the House. Now, yes, in other countries that don't have the same constitution as we do, yes, you're going to see this pop up all over the place. Just like you saw the vaccine passports and the camps pop up in certain sections because they have control over those countries. You saw it in Australia. You saw it in New Zealand. You saw it out in the UK. You saw it in France where they were issuing vaccine passports. Yes, the people protested. Yes, the people pushed back. But you could see they start with these other countries first. And you could see it's happening right now with Canada. Senator Denise Batters put this up and said, tonight, Justin Trudeau's fake independent Senate passed the awful bill C-11. Now it returns to the HOC. Only three Trudeau-appointed senators voted no. From Sask, only Senator Whalen and I voted no. Zero Alberta senators voted no. So basically what this does, it allows the government to censor people. Now, there are many individuals within Canada, like John Carpe. He's from the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. They're worried about this bill because they're saying that this censorship bill could be used to silence certain political opinions or those of religious or charitable organizations. And he said that this bill would give the CRTC power to regulate any online streaming service they wanted, including private citizens. He said this could potentially censor religious, political, and charitable nonprofits who post content online. Now, think about it. Why would they want to do this? Just take the U.S., for example. Against the Constitution, in violation of the Constitution, we had certain individuals in government, certain individuals in certain agencies like the CDC, the FDA, DHS, and other individuals like Adam Schiff and many others. They were telling the social media platforms, these are the people that we want to censor. So you must take them down. We're trying to control a narrative and they're putting out the truth and we don't want the truth out there. Of course, that's not what they said. They said they're putting out misinformation and disinformation, but we know that's the truth. Now, according to the United States Constitution, that violates everyone's rights. This is a violation. Out in Canada, probably in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, they're going to try to push these type of bills. So this way they can shape the narrative in these countries. Anyone tries to put something out about vaccines, shut down automatically. Anyone tries to put something out about Ukraine, shut down automatically. Any political person or religious person countering the argument or doctor countering the argument of the dictators, boom, they're gone. This is how they're trying to control everything. And you can see the UN is out there calling on every nation to do this. Can this happen here in the United States? No. What do we have? We have the Constitution. We're born with these rights. They cannot take them away. They cannot push against them. Actually, it works the opposite way. It tells the government, you need to stay in check and you need to honor the contract. Because if you can't, then you need to be relieved from duty. Because you swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And if you can't do that, we don't need you in these positions. But again, these people, they're dirty. They're criminals. They're going to try and try and try. And this shows us that they're treasonous. And every move they make, it proves to the people, these are treasonous people. They are going against the Constitution. They're violating our rights. And it shows everyone the truth here. Just like the Biden administration, where they hide the truth from the people. You see, they thought the balloon that China was flying into the country, they thought most likely that no one was going to see this. Nobody was going to recognize it. It was way too high in the sky. No one would see it. They would allow it to pass through the United States and everything would be great. And like we said from the very beginning, the only way to allow something that size, and it's something like three buses long, to allow something like that to come into the United States airspace, you had to clear it with the FAA. You had to clear this to make sure that no one runs into it. Because what altitude is it going to fly at? What happens if the wind catches it? What happens if it deflates? What happens if something happens? But we come to find out that the Biden administration, they were aware of the Chinese spy balloon entering United States airspace on January 28th, but tried to hide its existence from the American people until being forced to go public with it. Then they were caught. And basically, Trump, many other people, were saying, shoot it down. We have a hostile foreign object in U.S. airspace. We don't know what it's doing. We don't know if it's carrying explosives. We don't know if it's gathering information. We don't know what it's up to. And it came into the United States airspace, and jet fires should have been launched immediately to intercept. But the Biden administration, who's owned by China, they decided we weren't going to do this. We knew about it. Damn it, we got caught. Now we're trapped in this entire narrative. Now, of course, what do? They have to lie. And they have to explain why this is happening. And this is called the cover story. The cover story always gets you in the end. But eventually what happened is F-22 fighters, they went up and they shot it down. Now, remember, this wasn't like an hour later. It wasn't like a half hour later. This was days later where they allowed the balloon to fly across the United States gathering information. Actually, we've come to learn that the balloon had explosives on board because if something went wrong, the Chinese could detonate it and basically destroy all evidence. But remember, it didn't destroy the surveillance information they got because that was already transmitted. So you could see that they were prepared and ready, and they were ready to destroy it if it was captured. Isn't that interesting? But the Pentagon reveals why it waited to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon. The U.S. was able to collect valuable information on China's surveillance capabilities while observing the spy balloon as it traversed the continental U.S. for several days. And this is coming from a senior military official. So let's get this straight and let's just clear this up. They allowed the balloon to fly into U.S. airspace so they can collect information on their technology while China collects all the information about military bases, about communications, about everything else that's happening in the United States. So let's use this as an example of your home. Let's say there's someone who wants to rob your home. Basically, what the Biden administration is telling us is, okay, what we're going to do, we know they're surveilling. We know they're looking at certain things. We don't know what they're going to use it for. Let's compare this to you allowing someone into your home where they're going to rob you later. So you let this person in and they say, okay, what I want to do is I want to look around. I want to see where your safes are. I want to see where they keep your jewelry. I want to see if there's easy access. Do you have a code on your door? But you're surveilling them while they're surveilling your house. And they're actually casing your house because they're going to rob it later. So this is what the Biden administration is telling us. We're surveilling China while they're surveilling us, and they might use this information maybe in a war, maybe to explode an EMP, maybe to do something else. Does that make any sense whatsoever? No. The best course of action was to shoot it down right away. Instead, they waited. And the question is why? Why did they wait a couple of days? Chad Gilmartin put this out on Twitter and said the following. The Chinese spy balloon was being used by the PRC in an attempt to surveil strategic sites in the continental United States, according to the Pentagon. The spy balloon completed its mission across the U.S. So basically, Biden allowed the balloon to surveil the United States, flew over military bases, allowed it to complete its mission, and then decided to shoot it down. Trump said this on True Social. The Chinese balloon situation is a disgrace, just like the Afghanistan horror show and everything else surrounding the grossly incompetent Biden administration. They are only good at cheating in elections and disinformation. And now they are putting out that a balloon was put up by China during the Trump administration in order to take the heat off of the slow-moving Biden fools. China had too much respect for Trump for this to have happened, and it never did. Just fake disinformation. Now, think about this. They tried to bring in other information about Trump presidency, saying that there was a balloon or a couple balloons that flew over the United States during this period of time. Now, once again, they're putting this information out to distract. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a sec, but play the Trump card, put this out on Twitter and said the following. Biden had a key request, shoot down the balloon in a way that maximizes the ability to recover the debris. So they picked the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean over sparsely populated Montana and all that open range country. Can't make it up. Right. He had the ability to shoot this down over Montana. Now, we first learned that it might have come from Alaska and flew over the military base of Alaska. Why didn't they shoot it down over Alaska? That would be the perfect opportunity to do that, wouldn't it? But they didn't. Now, this same type of balloon has been flying in many different areas. Kaneko the Great on Twitter put this out and says, similar high-altitude surveillance balloons and airships have previously been spotted over Hawaii, Japan, India, and the Philippines. Now, the thing about all of this is that the people aren't buying what the Biden administration is selling because their story makes no sense. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Something entered U.S. airspace. You don't let it surveil everything while you're surveilling it. It makes no sense whatsoever. So what they had to do is they had to come up with some other cover story and try to use that to deflect off of what Biden did. So they came up with this story that Trump, during his presidency, allowed three balloons to fly over the United States. I mean, really think about this. And then we have General Mattis saying, yes, this is absolutely true, but we didn't want to tell the commander in chief about all this because we were afraid he was going to be too provocative. He was going to do something crazy. Wait a minute, isn't that treason right off the bat right there? DC Drano responded to all of that and said, and here we go. General Mattis admits that he didn't tell the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces about Chinese spy balloons because he thought President Trump was too provocative. This is what's known as giving aid to the enemy, also known as treason. Now, take a look at their story right now. They're trying to convince the people that Trump had three Chinese balloons fly over the United States. General Mattis is out there saying, listen, we kept this from the president because we were afraid of what he was going to do. So they held information back from the commander in chief. And this, once again, is aiding and abetting an enemy, which is treasonous. Is this story helping them or hurting them? It's hurting them in a big way. Their cover story is not working. Richard Gunnell came out and said, Biden's DOD is shamelessly using an anonymous source to say that Chinese balloons flew over the U.S. under Trump and the Trump team allowed it. It is a lie. We never heard this, ever. And shame on the D.C. media activists who continue to allow the Biden team to be so weak by giving them aid and comfort in their lies and weakness. The Trump War Room put this out. I can refute it, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper refuted it yesterday. Former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo has refuted it. Former DNI John Ratcliffe debunks the claim that Chinese spy balloons occupied airspace during the Trump administration. So we have Pompeo, we have Ratcliffe, we have Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, all denying this. Grinnell is denying this. This is not working for them. And we're going to tell you why, that whatever they're saying right now can't be true. It's impossible. And we'll tell you in just a sec. Don Jr. put this out and said, if you guys think the Chinese spy balloon was bad, just wait until you find out about TikTok. While I understand the outrage about someone violating our airspace, the Chinese government has been doing this for years on millions of phones throughout the country. Wake up, America. Charlie Kirk said the following. If there was a Chinese spy balloon during the Trump admin, and this many former top-level national security officials are denying it, that could only mean the DOD failed or refused to brief the administration, which leads to some very troubling questions about our military leadership. Margo Cleveland on True Social put this out. Biden admin attempted to fix lie number one with lie number two. Will be even more disastrous if Trump asked for classified briefings, CNN claims Biden offered Trump admin officials. And she did a little skit here. Trump, okay, Joe, show me proof. Tricoms and spy balloons over U.S. airspace while I was president, and you only learned after? Biden, no, because you're irresponsible with classified docs. Trump laughing hysterically. Now, really think about this for a second. They're saying that three Chinese balloons flew over the United States while Trump was president. Mattis is saying that, yeah, we knew about it, but we didn't tell him. And we have an anonymous source coming out saying that this is true. Now, really think about this. They wanted to get rid of Trump during his presidency, the time that he spent in the White House. I do believe he's still president. I do believe he's the proxy president. I do believe he's still calling the shots. But during the time that he ran for the presidency in 2016, they spied on him and they thought he was never going to be president. And he became president. So whatever they thought was going to happen didn't. Then they built the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. They built the Alpha Bank hoax. We had Adam Schiff leaking tons of information to New York Times, Washington Post. We had Eric Swalwell leaking information. Actually, there was leaking information all over the place. They leaked Mueller information all over the place. So you're trying to tell me during Trump's time in the White House, they all knew about this. Because remember, who gets the intel briefing? Adam Schiff. They knew about this, and they didn't leak this information. Would not this be incredible to be used to get rid of Trump? To say that, listen, we were invaded by China. He allowed three balloons to fly over the United States. Well, it didn't happen. Because think about all the things they did. Russia hoax, fake lawsuits, getting his taxes, impeachment hoax number one and two. Going after Trump's businesses, leaking out information with the Mueller case. They did all these things, but they kept this one back? Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. This is how you know it's completely fake. And their cover stories, it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. Ian Miles Chong put this out on Twitter, said the following. Biden says he ordered the Chinese spy balloon to be shot down the instant he was briefed of it, but it was overruled by General Mark Milley. Well, can Mark Milley overrule the commander-in-chief? Is he in the chain of command? No, he's an advisor. He doesn't have that ability. So what else is going on here? But before we get to that, let's talk about what Alex Brusewitz said on Twitter. Why did the Biden regime shut down Trump's Chinese espionage task force within the DOJ? So on February 23rd, 2022, the DOJ shuts down China-focused anti-espionage program. So the thing that Trump put into place, and actually he truthed this out, he pointed to an article from DC Inquirer where Trump created a Department of Justice task force protecting U.S. from Chinese spying balloons, from espionage and everything else. Biden shut it down because he said it was racist, because of racism. So he allowed this to happen. I mean, the proof is in the pudding right here, isn't it? He allowed this to happen. He got rid of Trump's program that he put into place so this wouldn't happen. Now, think about what Biden has been saying. And it's not just what's happening with this balloon. Think about COVID, for example. When a reporter asked him, you know, are you going to discontinue the national emergency on COVID on May 11th? Well, he said something very, very odd then. He said, well, that will be up to the Supreme Court. They would have to do it on May 11th. Well, why would the Supreme Court have to do it? That doesn't make any sense. And then think about what he said about General Milley. He said, I gave the order to shoot it down, but he was overruled on that. How could someone overrule him? Because General Milley, he's not in the chain of command. He's an advisor. These are TV generals. They don't have the ability to do this. Biden is the commander in chief. Is there something else in place? And is this being done to show the people their true intentions? Think about this for a second. Think about what could be in place where Biden doesn't have the ability to do much. I mean, just look at Ukraine, for example. Why hasn't he brought in the Marines? Why hasn't he brought in the Army? Why doesn't he just take back Ukraine? The U.S. did this in Libya, Lebanon, and the rest when the leaders of those countries said, we're not going to be using the dollar anymore. They went in and they invaded. They brought the U.S. Army. They brought the Marines. They brought it all. But it's very interesting that they can't do this now in Ukraine. So is Trump, is he acting like a proxy president? That's interesting. This is coming out of the American Thinker. It says, is President Trump acting as sort of a proxy president in the wake of Joe Biden's 2020 stolen election? The China spy balloon incident sure seems to indicate something of that sort. While Joe Biden was dithering and downplaying the news of a Chinese spy balloon traversing the entire continental United States, over the course of the days as the public helplessly looked on, Trump was issuing crisp presidential orders almost as if he were still president. Biden, who was on vacation at Camp David when it happened, eventually got around to ordering the shootdown of the balloon yesterday after it had completed its mission. And while its debris rained down into the Atlantic Ocean, where retrieving it would be very difficult, it was almost as if he didn't want to do it. It was almost as if he did it for the public relations purposes, which is how he's handled the entire affair. But there seemed to be another factor. Trump, who was decisively calling for it to be shot down, Biden actually seemed to be prompted by Trump, who was issuing those crisp orders that made so much sense to the American people. This isn't the first time we have seen this happen. Back when the Biden administration, were refusing to go to the border, Trump forced that issue too by declaring that he was going to the border. Very shortly after that declaration, Vice President Kamala Harris got a sudden and newfound urge to go to the border herself, just ahead of Trump, as if to steal his thunder. But did she actually go to the border? Well, no, she didn't go down deep enough. She went to the border of Texas, but that was way up, I think, north and west. But she didn't go down to the southern border, which is very interesting. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, the Chinese would never floated that blimp balloon over the United States if I were president. He also said, who sends a billion-dollar blimp with the most sophisticated equipment in the world and large enough to hold 10 cars or 3 large buses into a complex pattern over the United States without it quite possibly being manned, such as the manned spacecraft? China should have been called to ask, if no, shoot it down. If yes, negotiate the greatest deal ever. And you could see the path. It went over military bases. The Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, home of the 28th Bomb Wing. Joe Foss Field, ANG, South Dakota, home of the 114th Fighter Wing. Sioux City, ANG, Iowa, National Guard Base. Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And the list goes on and on and on. And remember those videos and those pictures of China replicating aircraft carriers in the desert? Are they gathering intel for something? It's starting to seem that way. And it's all under the resident. Remember, if you go back to the 16-year plan, what did they want to do? They wanted to weaken the United States. And in the end, they were going to destroy the United States and take it over and finally get rid of the Constitution. That has been their plan from the very beginning. And how is this war going to be started? From North Korea. Who was backing it? Yes, China controls North Korea. And they were going to fire a missile. And yes, there's deep state players in all these different countries. They were going to fire a missile into the United States and probably hit a city. And we were going to get into war. So it seems that they're still on this path. And the deep state players, this is what they want. Because with the United States being the shining light on the hill with the Constitution, none of their plans can move forward. They can't bring us into the Great Reset. They can't bring us into the Green New Deal. They can't push, you know, disinformation, misinformation laws. Anything that they're going to try will fail. And the only way for them to actually get everything that they need is to remove the Constitution. Can you just remove it? How can you remove the Constitution? It can't be removed. The only way it can be removed is if the United States lost in a war and another country controls the United States. Think about this for a second. And this is why they've been trying to start a war for a very long time. Actually, General McGregor, he came out and said, this is strange because America is sending Ukraine obsolete tanks. It's a bunch of nonsense. It won't make any difference. I don't think they're there to make a difference. I think they're trying to push something out in Ukraine so Russia will do something and they can blame it on them. It's called a false flag. So bring in the tanks, have them try to do something. But you can see in the House now, there are a lot of congressmen and congresswomen that are now opposing the Ukrainian war. And it's building and building and building, which means the deep state players are going to have to do something. Gates, Election Wizard put this out, and Gates says, number of congressmen opposing war funding to Ukraine has grown from 3 to 70, which means the deep state players, they're running out of time. The clock is ticking down, which means they're going to move full speed ahead. And you can see that everything that they try to do with the pandemic completely fell apart. I mean, think about what happened over the weekend. The video came out about Pfizer. It came out and Project Veritas showed the world, and I think millions and millions of people watched that video, showing that they're trying to mutate a virus to sell vaccines. They know there's harmful side effects. The truth is coming out. And all of a sudden, we had a balloon in the sky. Michael Knowles put this out on Twitter and said, man, you see that Pfizer exec talking about gain-of-function research, admitting that the vax likely affects fertility. Oh, and the study showing that masks didn't actually, hey, look, a shiny object in the sky. What were we talking about again? Oh, well, probably wasn't important. It's a distraction. China owns Biden. They got what they needed. Really think about this. And think about Fauci, because we know there's an investigation going on with him. And everything that he said is turning out to be fake, phony, and false. Kenneth the Great on Twitter put this out and said, Anthony Fauci says with 50% of adults vaccinated, he feels fairly certain we won't see any more COVID-19 surges. June 3rd, 2021, 18,000 cases. January 10th, 2022, 1.3 million cases. Cases rose 7,500% after Fauci said he didn't expect any more surges. How was he so wrong about the vax? So how was he so wrong? Because the vax, the bioweapon, let's just call it a bioweapon now, because that's really what it is. It contained COVID and it keeps mutating and the tests keep picking it up. And this is why the people that got the bioweapon, this is why they are the pandemic now. You see, going back in time before the bioweapon, they needed the fake tests. They needed the fake cases. They needed the fake deaths to push the pandemic. With everyone getting the bioweapon, they could keep the pandemic going, which then would mean that you would have to get a booster like every 3 months or every 6 months or every year. This is exactly what they wanted, but it's all failing. People aren't buying what they're selling. They're questioning everything. Look what's happening out in California. The California Department of Public Health said it's not exploring emergency rules to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of required school vaccinations. They backed off on this. Don't you find that very interesting? And then we come to find out what's happening out in Thailand. The princess, remember, she had heart problems. She fell into a coma. She was getting something like her fourth booster or something like that. And now the Thailand royal family, they have now been alerted to the fact that the princess has most likely been a victim of the jab. So top Thai authorities, including the virus to the king, have been in discussions with a professor and are preparing to have the Pfizer contracts declared null and void, according to the reports. They're looking to have an investigation. There might even be military trials here. It is completely falling apart on them. And now you can see countries, they're starting to push back. Look at the EU, for example. They questioned the Pfizer representative because they were saying, listen, you told us we needed the vaccine passport because the vaccine stops transmission and it stops you from getting COVID. That's why we took on the vaccine passport. But we've come to learn it's a lie. And actually, you just admitted it was a lie. So what's the truth here? Were we fooled into this? Did we spend all this money for nothing? Let's see the contracts here. And yes, it's completely falling apart on them. And the people now are awake. The people now are questioning everything. And the people aren't going along with them. Yes, the deep state, they're going to continue to try because they have an agenda. They're not going to give up. Which means the people have to push back very, very hard. Look what's happening out in Disney. Think about all the things that DeSantis did and how he exposed Disney and how he took the tax benefit away from them, how he exposed the grooming, exposed the CEO at the time, who now is no longer the CEO. It doesn't mean Disney is going to stop. It means Disney is going to push even harder. Look what's coming out of Disney right now. I guess they have this new show, and this new show talks about what? Critical race theory. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, this Disney clip is pure critical race theory, including the insane conspiracy theory that Lincoln did not free the slaves. Maud Maron put this out on Twitter and responded to Chris Rufo and said, it's really sad that Disney was a safe, family-friendly brand that all parents could trust. And now I would not let my kids watch a new Disney show unless I pre-screened it or knew what it was about. They undermine their entire brand with this ahysterical propaganda and agenda. Actually, I wouldn't have any of the children watch Disney anymore. I mean, think about what they said from the very beginning. And I'm talking about these people that said, listen, we just want to be loved. That's it. I mean, this is how it always starts. And Brit Republican put this out on Telegram and said, what a slippery slope. It will never happen. In 1995, the LGBTQ community said, listen, love is love. We just want acceptance. In 2005, they said, we just want equality. In 2012, bake the cake or go to court. In 2015, say my pronoun or lose your job. 2023, the kids will watch drag shows. If you want to fast forward and look into the future, 2025, pedophilia is normalized. I mean, really think about what they're doing here. So they start off slow and they build and build. They never are satisfied. They take more and more. Now, I'm not just talking about that group. I'm talking about the deep state players. They're going to continue to do this. Oh, we just want you to do this. Oh, now we just want you to do this. Oh, now we just want you to do that. It's almost like gun control. Oh, no, we're only going after AR-15s. Oh, no, no, now we're going after those guns that have pistol braces. Oh, no, 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 now we're only going after pistols. Oh, by the way, now it's all weapons. This is how they do it. This is how they trick the people. But you can see the House GOP right now, they're starting to take on the deep state. The House Judiciary Committee has sent its first subpoena to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. It requests all communication between the DOJ, FBI, Department of Education, and the National School Boards Association. The subpoenas are over the school board memo targeting parents. And remember, they're still looking at other investigations here. Because remember, they with this investigation, they classify parents as domestic terrorists. So it has already started, and these people are being subpoenaed. They're going to be subpoenaed for almost everything now. And this is going to be a complete and utter nightmare for them. Just like it's a nightmare for Mayor Lightfoot. Remember, the crime in Chicago is off the charts. The same in New York, same in LA, same in all these other places. But don't worry, they have a solution. I'm talking about Mayor Lightfoot. She has a solution out in Chicago, and I'm sure New York is going to use the same solution in California. They're going to be using the same solution. Clown World on Twitter put this out and said, Lightfoot suggests street vendors to stop using cash as a way to quell Chicago crime. Right. Make the people do things. Don't go after the criminals. Don't use cash. Don't sell your products. Don't go out on the streets. Maybe you shouldn't have a store. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. You go after the criminals. Maybe the people should be armed. Can you imagine if the city was armed and every store owner and every person had a weapon? Do you think crime would disappear? Oh, I think so. Because if the criminals know that every store owner has a weapon, why would they make the attempt to rob the store owner? It wouldn't happen. And you could see it in those states that have constitutional carry, concealed carry, where people are allowed to have weapons. You can see that you don't have this type of situation. And criminals, if they know that the people aren't armed, it makes it that much easier to rob you. Because they know, oh, this is great. All these gun control laws, nobody has a weapon. This is great. I'm going to get mine on the black market. I have mine illegally because I don't follow the law. I'm a criminal. And I'm going to rob this place. And what are they going to do? Take a broomstick at me? They won't be able to stop me. This is going to be incredible. This is going to be easy. I can rob all the stores. That's exactly what you're seeing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with Kamala Harris. We mentioned this in the beginning of the report, and we know that there's investigations going on about Biden. We know that he's in the spotlight. But what's very interesting about all of this is that the New York Times, they put out an article, and they're signaling that Kamala, that she shouldn't run with Biden if he announces he's running for the 2024 presidential election. And here's part of the article, and this is the interesting part. But the painful reality for Ms. Harris is that in private conversation over the last few months, dozens of Democrats in the White House, on Capitol Hill, and around the nation, including some who helped put her on the party's 2020 ticket, said she has not risen to the challenge of proving herself as a future leader of the party, much less the country. Even some Democrats whom her own advisors referred reporters to for supportive quotes confided privately that they had lost hope in her. But it gets worse than this. Through much of the fall, a quiet panic set in among key Democrats about what would happen if President Biden opted not to run for a second term. Most Democrats interviewed, who insisted on anonymity to avoid alienating the White House, said flatly that they did not think Ms. Harris could win the presidency in 2024. Some said the party's biggest challenge would be finding a way to sideline her without inflaming key Democrats' constituencies that would take offense. So the action plan is clear. If Biden decides to make the announcement and he's stubborn and he says, I'm going for the 2024 election, they don't want Kamala, which means they would remove her somehow, some way, and they would sneak someone else in. Now, what happens if the investigation heats up with the House and we see certain things come out with Durham, or we see the Hunter Biden laptop start to really make moves here? What happens if the case builds against Biden and they need to take him out with the 25th Amendment? What happens with Kamala then? This is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out. And it seems that they're already preparing the narrative for any of these situations. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the World Economic Forum said in the next 2 years or so, leading up to the presidential election, we're going to see some type of cyber attack. And coming out of Reuters, and this is happening out in Italy, Italy is warning hackers are targeting known server vulnerabilities. So thousands of computer servers have been targeted by a global ransomware hacking attack targeting VMware ESXi servers, Italy's National Cybersecurity Agency said on Sunday. And they're warning that they could take down the entire system and they need to start, you know, putting patches in and making sure that these systems are secure. Now, is it the deep state players probing these servers, hoping that they would do these patches to basically move them away from what they're really going to hit on the servers? Really think about that for a sec. Then we come to find out that this neo-Nazi couple, they were arrested for an alleged plot to completely destroy the Baltimore power station. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. So they're saying if they took out the Baltimore power station, it would completely destroy the metro area. And that was according to the Department of Justice. So it seems that they have these people in position and they're trying to get this done. And it seems that the deep state players, they're going to continue try and try and try. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place and they know exactly what they are up to. Now, I want to go back to post 3837. This is February 6, 2020. And this is very interesting. And I'm going to read down below. It says, when you cannot destroy, defeat the United States of America by attacking head on, you change tactics and deploy kill from within, internal operation. Now, when I read this, this is what they were trying to do to Trump. But I want you to picture Biden when I read this. Financial economy, military police, division of citizenry, border collapse. So everything that they were trying to do to Trump, Trump has turned the tables on them, and now he's done it to them, and now it's reflected on them. Think the borders are open. The borders have collapsed. The economy is completely falling apart. People are not coming together. Remember, Biden, when he first became the president, He said he was going to bring the people together. You think the people are together under him? I don't believe so. So when you start to look at this, it looks like Trump is doing everything they tried to do to him. He's doing it to them. Then let's go to Post 3831, February 5th, 2020. There's a meme graphic. It says, they never thought she would lose. Q, panic in D.C., in theaters now. Down below it says, people actually believe those responsible for the attempted coup attempt of a duly elected sitting U.S. president will go unpunished? End to our constitutional republic? No equal justice under the law? No accountability? Escape unscathed? Buckle up. And I do believe that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Trump, the Patriots, they're exposing it all, and they're bringing down the entire system. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with health with x22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later.